Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the programme Book Talk. With us today is Randall Sims, who works in marketing for local book publisher Nation Books. Thanks for joining us, Randall.
Thanks for having me.
Your publisher recently participated in a book fair. What sort of trends do you see happening with books?
Well, there's a big push towards digitising everything. People want to download books for their electronic readers rather than go into the shops and look through shelves of books. Of course, there are still those more traditional readers who greatly enjoy that pastime. But many book lovers these days are looking for the easiest way to get their hands on their favourite novel.
So your number one goal is to provide all books in electronic form, correct?
Well, it's one of our goals, certainly. We've been digitising our books for a while now, ever since electronic readers first became popular a few years ago. But to be honest, I think we need to look beyond just putting everything on a computer file. In order to compete with other publishers, we've got to offer something a bit more special. For our educational books, for example, we're teaming up with games developers to produce exciting materials for young learners.
Oh, really? That's a good idea. How does that work exactly?
Kids these days do a fair amount of gaming in their spare time. Why not make educational materials that combine learning with the gaming experience? It's not a totally new concept, but if we're working with a really good games developer, we can make a learning tool that's every bit as entertaining as a game as it is educational.
I see. So, aside from digitising books, your publisher will also focus on modernising learning materials.
Correct. Other publishers are taking an interest in this trend, and you know how the business world is. If you don't change the way you do things every once in a while, consumers get bored with what you have to offer, especially if they see other companies offering something more interesting. It's the competition that drives innovation, in my opinion.
What other innovative ideas were present at the book fair?
We're also trying to attract new authors to the industry, so we held a seminar on how to write an award-winning book. It brought out not only aspiring writers, but literary agents who are looking to represent new talent, because aside from creating a new format for book publishing, we still need people to write the engaging material.
Do you think people are reading books less often these days?
That does seem to be the case. Most kids, for example, would rather watch a DVD than spend a few hours reading a good book. I think that's why publishers need to work harder to reach this crowd. I know independent bookshops are definitely struggling. Another idea presented at the fair was a new website in which people can search through a list of independent booksellers. Users can create a profile and review their favourite books and booksellers.
Oh, really? That sounds quite interesting. It's a way of getting people more involved with local bookshops.
Yes, and we're hoping the younger generation will take interest in this sort of thing. Some 350 bookshops will be listed on the site for starters, and if the idea is a success, hopefully more bookshops will join in. It's a way of revitalising some of the older, more traditional, but still very valuable, aspects of publishing.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the programme Book Talk. With us today is Randall Sims, who works in marketing for local book publisher Nation Books. Thanks for joining us, Randall.
Thanks for having me.
Your publisher recently participated in a book fair. What sort of trends do you see happening with books?
Well, there's a big push towards digitising everything. People want to download books for their electronic readers rather than go into the shops and look through shelves of books. Of course, there are still those more traditional readers who greatly enjoy that pastime. But many book lovers these days are looking for the easiest way to get their hands on their favourite novel.
So your number one goal is to provide all books in electronic form, correct?
Well, it's one of our goals, certainly. We've been digitising our books for a while now, ever since electronic readers first became popular a few years ago. But to be honest, I think we need to look beyond just putting everything on a computer file. In order to compete with other publishers, we've got to offer something a bit more special. For our educational books, for example, we're teaming up with games developers to produce exciting materials for young learners.
Oh, really? That's a good idea. How does that work exactly?
Kids these days do a fair amount of gaming in their spare time. Why not make educational materials that combine learning with the gaming experience? It's not a totally new concept, but if we're working with a really good games developer, we can make a learning tool that's every bit as entertaining as a game as it is educational.
I see. So, aside from digitising books, your publisher will also focus on modernising learning materials.
Correct. Other publishers are taking an interest in this trend, and you know how the business world is. If you don't change the way you do things every once in a while, consumers get bored with what you have to offer, especially if they see other companies offering something more interesting. It's the competition that drives innovation, in my opinion.
What other innovative ideas were present at the book fair?
We're also trying to attract new authors to the industry, so we held a seminar on how to write an award-winning book. It brought out not only aspiring writers, but literary agents who are looking to represent new talent, because aside from creating a new format for book publishing, we still need people to write the engaging material.
Do you think people are reading books less often these days?
That does seem to be the case. Most kids, for example, would rather watch a DVD than spend a few hours reading a good book. I think that's why publishers need to work harder to reach this crowd. I know independent bookshops are definitely struggling. Another idea presented at the fair was a new website in which people can search through a list of independent booksellers. Users can create a profile and review their favourite books and booksellers.
Oh, really? That sounds quite interesting. It's a way of getting people more involved with local bookshops.
Yes, and we're hoping the younger generation will take interest in this sort of thing. Some 350 bookshops will be listed on the site for starters, and if the idea is a success, hopefully more bookshops will join in. It's a way of revitalising some of the older, more traditional, but still very valuable, aspects of publishing.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.